5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Time now for Dr. Health Radio, radio's original health news magazine, bringing you the latest information on medicine, fitness, nutrition, and wellness, now in its 34th year. Your host of Dr. Health Radio is David Snow, who is a health expert but not a doctor. And while most of David's guests are doctors or authorities in their area of expertise, they do not diagnose or prescribe on the air. If you have a medical condition that requires treatment, see a health professional. The information contained in this program is for educational and entertainment purposes only. And now, your host of Dr. Health Radio, the Snowman himself, David Snow.
Well, I want to thank this listener who sent me this cartoon. Here's a guy looking at his phone, and a message pops up. It says, new study shows eating a diet of red meat shortens lifespan. So you see him throw all his meat in the trash can. And then a few minutes later, new study reveals a diet of red meat lengthens lifespan. So he takes it all out of the trash and then gets bombarded with all these other messages. You know, new study shows all green diet helps to lengthen lifespan, and coffee diet and all protein diet shortens lifespan. He's all confused. And finally, a message pops up on his phone. It says, new study reveals stress from trying to follow every new study shortens lifespan. So what are you going to do? Hey, welcome to the Healthiest Hour on Radio. It's the Snowman with you, David Snow, keeping you cool and healthy and hopefully living a long time, as we try to do every week at this time. And we thank you so much for joining us, making us a part of your weekend, which we always hope to make strong and healthy with the information we have for you this morning. Today on the show, to kick off National Nutrition Month, Dr. Earl Mendell joins us in just a few minutes. He is a prolific author of dozens and dozens of books. He wrote the bestseller Vitamin Bible decades and decades ago, but it's published in something like 33 languages, has sold tens of millions of copies. He's also the author of other so-called Bibles, of Allergy Bible, Memory Bible, I can't think of the other Bibles. I need more information from the Memory Bible, which we're actually going to be talking about, the Herb Bible, and much more. So we'll talk about everything having to do with nutrition, as far as brain health, as it relates to brain health. Finally, you know, just like people are now much more cognizant of their immune health after COVID, after the pandemic, it seems like people are finally getting with it and making the connection between brain health and nutrition, or, you know, nutrition and cognition. So we'll talk about that, plus top trends in nutrition for 2024 and the best dietary guidelines, as well as the best diets to follow. And, you know, diet, you don't want to follow a diet for 2 weeks. I mean, yeah, anybody can lose weight in the short term, but you want a diet that's going to last a lifetime. Also, the dangers of ultra-processed foods, and we'll talk about some probiotics and fiber and enzymes, nutrient-drug interactions, time allowing, and also some top supplements to be sure to have in your cupboard. All right, so that's Dr. Earl Mendell in just a few minutes, but first are some news that you can use and our regular weekly features. Well, speaking of probiotics, here's an article. This comes research from Hong Kong. A daily cocktail of prebiotics and probiotics may help treat symptoms associated with long COVID. You know, long COVID, as you know, is the people that have it, unfortunately, they have symptoms for months or even years after getting COVID-19. And the research has shown that these people have reduced levels of certain gut microbes in their system, and they lack the bacteria that produces compounds called short-chain fatty acids, mainly butyric acid. And anyway, the microbiome has a capacity to mediate immune responses. So that's why probiotics, as well as post and prebiotics, are so important. And if you want a good probiotic, the two best are Dr. O'Hara's and Theralac, both available in natural food stores, or you can go online for those. Dr. O'Hara's and Theralac by Master Supplements. Okay, and speaking of digestion and the microbiome, constipation drug can have psychiatric side effects. This is interesting. Motegri, Motegrity for severe constipation. Here's a patient that writes in to the People's Pharmacy, Joe Graydon. I think I did have him on many years ago as a guest. Anyway, it's very effective for alleviating stubborn constipation. But this patient says after taking a low dose for a few days, they began to feel anxious and agitated. And it turns out the most common side effects, well, they're digestive and nausea, diarrhea, and stomach ache, but it can also have psychiatric side effects, suicide attempts, self-injurious ideation, depression, anxiety, insomnia, etc., even nightmares and hallucinations. And so the FDA advises physicians to monitor patients on Motegrity and alert caregivers and family members to be aware of changes in mood and behavior. So, you know, you don't put those two together, but that's how not only your microbiome affects your brain, but also drugs that affect the microbiome also can affect your brain as well. All right, let's go to the fitness file. Excuse me. Let's get more muscles from your Brussels. I'm talking Brussels sprouts. Scientists have linked eating brassica vegetables rich in glucosinolates, things like cabbage, cauliflower, and Brussels sprouts, to pumped-up muscle gain. Italian researchers have found eating these vegetables can stimulate the development of stem cells in your muscles, helping them to repair and grow. So it's good news, another good reason to eat your vegetables, not just protein. So it's of course, protein builds muscle too, but the veggies, although they sometimes get pushed to the wayside, they'll build mass, although sometimes they also produce gas. So be aware of having those brassica vegetables or the cruciferous vegetables in your diet for maximum results in fitness. And elsewhere in fitness, if you're pressed for time and can't squeeze in a normal exercise routine, no worries. You can always, excuse me, use your mobile gym, and that is your body. We're talking push-ups. Pectoral muscles is what you're going to be exercising, as well as your triceps and core. But they say that improving your posture is one benefit to push-ups, as well as functional fitness, of course. And you can do it anywhere. You don't need a gym. Also excellent for building core strength. Another good movement guaranteed to help you lose weight, not so much building muscle, but losing weight, is push-aways. Have you heard of push-aways? My producer's shaking his head no. A push-away, that's pushing away yourself from the table before the second and third helpings at the dinner table. Okay. And sorry, pushing your luck does not count. Okay. And finally, in the fitness file, when it comes to lowering blood sugar and reducing your risk of diabetes or insulin-related afflictions, how you move and when is as important as what you eat. Activity, they say, according to research, to get the blood pumping or heart beating faster is going to work. So, you know, walking, dancing, swimming, whatever you're doing, yard work and gardening, housework, it doesn't matter. As I always say, movement is like money. A little is better than none, more is better than less. But anyway, for better blood sugar control, they say this research shows that afternoon sessions are better than any other time of the day. A 2022 study at Leiden University in the Netherlands found that people who exercised between 2 p.m. and 6 p.m. had less insulin resistance, which can lead to prediabetes. All right, let's go to matters of sexual health. All right, I know Valentine's Day is in the rearview mirror, but let's talk about sex appeal as it relates to health. Some elements of sex appeal have been identified and researched, and the findings are surprisingly universal worldwide, such as a preferred 70% waist-to-hip ratio, irrespective of culture or weight. And animals, get this, animals as well as humans show a marked preference for others with symmetrical features. Physical attractiveness, they say, is a significant component of sex appeal. Worldwide, physically attractive people, or men, tend to be slightly above average height and have prominent cheekbones, a large jaw, and a fairly muscular torso. And women, large eyes, a small nose, full lips, and firm symmetrical breasts, and unblemished skin are favored. And while models and idealized images of beauty are getting thinner, most women are getting fatter, fortunately. And I remember giving the averages when I first started the show over 30 years ago. And I mean, it has just ballooned, and, you know, no pun intended, but it is just, I mean, I think the average woman used to weigh, what was it, 134 pounds, something like that. Now it's 100 and right around 160, 150 something. And then men was 172. Now it's 200, 199 actually. Also, body odors in regard to sex appeal. Body odors are another important aspect of sex appeal. Androstenol and androstenone, androstenone, yeah, right, are steroids present in human armpit perspiration, and the so-called pheromones are substances that may influence sexual behavior. And finally, this study says that sexual chemistry may be more than skin deep. Research shows that different neurochemical transmitters in the human brain flicker in during infatuation, enduring love, and just plain lust. And finally, there's something that, you can use your own judgment on this, but here in the USA, good-looking people earn 12% more than others, so maybe that plastic surgery is a good investment after all. Okay. All right, finally in the Funny Bone Pharmacy, after I get a sip of water. All right. Okay, just because you're older than 40 doesn't mean you have to give up things you like. Five ways to get vitamins from candy. Number one, green M&Ms have the same nutritional value as broccoli. Two, chocolate bars with nuts are full of protein. Three, cotton candy is the world's best source of fiber. Isn't that, weren't that true? Or wouldn't you want that to be true, right? And candy corn, number four, is not just for Halloween. Eat it year-round. I mean, you know, corn is good for you, right? And finally, everyone knows oatmeal cookies are good for you. Cram more energy into them by adding chocolate chips. And also health foods to keep you young. We did a show on being young or staying young a couple weeks ago. But if it's good for you, calories don't count. For instance, raisin cookies and prune Danish have absolutely no calories. And carrot cake has fewer calories than carrots. What do you know? And finally, peanuts are so good for you that it stands to reason that peanut butter, Reese's peanut butter cups, and peanut brittle should all be part of your minimum daily requirements. Dream on! And that's it for the Funny Bone Pharmacy. When we come back, we'll have real nutritional information for you with a real doctor and a real pharmacist. Dr. Earl Mendel joins us, the author of The Vitamin Bible, a wildly popular book back, decades, but still timely information. And we'll talk about all his other books and information when we return after this brief break. I'm David Snow here on Dr. Health Radio. Don't go anywhere if you want to stay healthy.
Although you've heard about superfoods coming from many countries, did you know there's one that's grown right here in the U.S. that's even more potent than most of those foreign superfoods? It's Noni, the superfood thousands of fans rely on for promoting good joint functions, a healthy immune system, and overall health and energy. It's the brand that sets the benchmark for medicinal and nutritional strength. It's Real Noni, grown in Hawaii on the island of Kauai. That's because Real Noni is 100% organic, raw, and non-fermented. And unlike Noni juice, Real Noni is in the form of a fruit leather, making it 14 times more potent than Noni juice, with no added sugar. Plus, it's more convenient and cost-effective. Real Noni is a superfood that has 60 times more antioxidants than blueberries. Experience the healing and nourishing power for yourself by going to realnoni.com, where you can also see their line of popular pain-relieving lotions. That's realnoni.com.
When it comes to probiotics, why do employees, managers, and owners of health stores recommend and personally take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the fastest-acting medicinal strength probiotic. With patented stomach acid-resistant delivery, prebiotic stimulation, and guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity fast while providing all the long-term benefits of the superior probiotic supplement. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potencies or more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without delivery, and more strains are not necessarily better. Theralac is optimally formulated for results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with guaranteed strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.
You know I love that organic cooking. I always ask for more. And they call me Mr. Natural. On down to the health food store. I only eat good sea salt. White sugar don't touch my lips. And my friends is always begging me to take them on macrobiotic trips. Yes, they are. All but night I take out my strong box that I keep under lock and key. And I take it off to my closet where nobody else can see. I open that door so slowly, take a peek up north and south. Then I pull out a Hostess Twinkie and I pop it in my mouth.
Well, we hope you're eating something besides what he just mentioned. If you are eating at this time of the day, when you're tuning into the Healthiest Hour on Radio, and we welcome you back to the show today. I'm David Snow, your happy, humble health stylist host, and my guest is an elderly, well-meaning individual with a good memory. After all, he wrote the Memory Bible. He's also the author of literally dozens of books on medicine, health, and nutrition, and is with us today to help us kick off National Nutrition Month. He is the author of the wildly popular multi-million best-selling book, The Vitamin Bible, Dr. Earl Mendel, with us. Good morning, Earl. How the health are you?
I'm terrific, and I know it's a new year, so I hope everybody is happy and healthy for the whole year.
Well, I hope so, too, and I think a little later, we talked during this week or, you know, before the show a few days ago, and you said you'd have some of the top trends in nutrition for 2024, so I want to get to those a little later, but first of all, and you know, because it's been in the news every day, I mean, you can't avoid it. President Biden and his memory, President Biden's memory is, well, I mean, on both sides of the aisle, it seems like pretty much everybody's in agreement with it, except maybe his spokesperson in Washington. But short of that, and by the way, I mentioned that you are the author of the Memory Bible. I can't remember when you wrote it. And I know I have a copy of it somewhere, but I forgot where I put it, so I don't have it with me today. But tell us some of the things you recommend in the Memory Bible, nutrients and otherwise, that can, no matter how old or young you are, can support memory to improve what you do have.
Well, you're right, David. I think both the candidates that are in the forefront are in close to 80 or over.
Right.
And let's be realistic. Your memory starts to be not as sharp. I know myself, I'm not as, my memory is not as sharp as it was 20 years ago, but whose is? Anyway, here's what I recommend. And some of these things people have
You're fading in and out, Earl. Can you?
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Here's something that no one's ever heard of. Butterbur.
Butterbur? Oh, that's an herb, yes.
Right. It's an herb that relaxes the constriction of the cerebral blood vessels, reduces pain from migraines. Blueberries. I call them brain berries.
Oh, yeah. I had some this morning. Yeah.
Right. They help inhibit age-related decline. Phosphatidylcholine.
Mm-hmm.
It improves memory. Huperzine A, and I know people have never heard of these things, but that's why I write books like The Vitamin Bible to bring people's knowledge to them. Huperzine A maintains healthy levels of acetylcholine, which enhances memory.
I think isn't that a prescription drug in Europe and some European countries in a higher dose? I believe so.
It could be. Here in the United States, it's fine.
Yeah, it's over the counter, right.
Then there's lithium, which has been known forever. In fact, this is interesting. The original 7-Up.
That's right.
Had lithium in it.
Yes, it was a lithiated soda. Yeah, that's what they called it before they coined the name 7-Up. Right.
So all these things help with stimulus that for your brain that will definitely enhance your memory.
And, of course, exercise, because oxygen is the main nutrient that the brain needs, along with all the other cells in your body. So exercise
Absolutely.
Also improves your cognitive abilities, and no matter what your age is. Yeah, great.
But just imagine if you had people, every word you say, that no matter, they're going to find something wrong. I mean, let's be realistic. I think the majority of people in the country want a younger leader.
Because, that's right.
There's enough stress in the world. And how would you like to wake up in the morning and find out all the people that hate us, what they did all night?
Yeah,
not a great feeling. And
right.
The stress is incredible.
Yeah, and I'm not meaning to pick on President Biden. It's just that he's in the news, and it's a perfect example of what we're talking about as far as memory and the memory Bible that you wrote. Is that still available in bookstores or
Absolutely.
Online?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Amazon.com has all my books. Dr. Obadiah's Vitamin Bible is in its 45th year, believe it or not. I just updated it, and it's available for $10 at Amazon.com.
Oh, great. All right. Now, one vitamin that comes to mind is B12, because I know that I've seen studies where people seemingly have dementia, and actually it's a B12 deficiency, and after they correct the deficiency, voila, they don't have the dementia anymore.
Well, that's true. That's true. You know, in fact, I think a lot of when you say deficiency, I think optimal dosages, what we're talking about, because the majority of people might be getting some of these nutrients,
right.
but
mm-hmm.
not enough to make a difference. So when they do take a supplement, mm-hmm. they see an amazing difference. If you're going to take B12, make sure it's methylcobalamin. That's the best absorbable
right. yeah.
B12. And I recommend either sublingual, you put it under the tongue,
uh-huh.
and it's absorbed very well because the stomach acids can break up B12.
That's right, yeah. And one of our partners here, Dr. Mendel, on the show, Natural Factors, has, I think they're the best-selling B12 in natural food stores nationwide. I mean, they have 1,000 microgram, which is the same dose as you would get a B12 injection at the doctor's
right.
office. And then they also have a 3,000 and a 5,000, and they're all in the form of the methylcobalamin, very easy-to-absorb form that you mentioned. So those are available if you're here in Tampa, Florida, where we broadcast, they're available at Abby's Health and Nutrition in Tampa. But any health food store, pretty much all of them have the Natural Factors B12. You just look for the red boxes. It's a bright red box. Anyway, okay, sorry to get off on a tangent there, but let's conclude the memory segment by, did I leave out, did I forget anything? I put it that way.
Well, let me say this. If you don't use it, you start to lose.
Ah, yes.
That's the problem. But as we get older, unfortunately, people start to, their memory's not as sharp as it was. So by taking the right nutrients, there's also one that I didn't talk about. That's ginkgo biloba.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I first started, I wrote about ginkgo biloba in the Herb Bible, I hate to tell you, almost 30 years ago.
Whoa.
And the reason it's so big is in Europe, the pharmacies promotes the ginkgo biloba like crazy because it increases the blood flow to the brain, etc. It's finally started to get its own reputation in this country, and it's about time.
Yeah, yeah. And speaking of age, can I put you on the spot? Can you do you want to share how old you are? I sent you a birthday card recently.
Yes, I'm 84. I just turned 84 in January, and I don't call myself elderly. I think anybody over 100 becomes elderly. And the statistics are saying that by the end of the century,
mm-hmm.
this century, that the average person will be 100 will be no big deal.
Yeah, well, here at Dr. Health Radio, Dr. Mindell, we like to think of 100 as the new 70. So that's our philosophy here. And I want to tell you that you're a welderly individual, not elderly. You're welderly. How's that?
I like that.
Okay.
I like that.
All right.
Yeah, well, you're right. It doesn't matter how many years, it's what kind of shape you're in.
Yeah, right, right. And to well, and you want to have as many birthdays as possible. That's the key to living a long life. Have
absolutely
as many birthdays. Now, finally, let's talk about just to wrap up nutrition and cognition. I mentioned earlier before we had you on that it's about time that people realize the connection between what they're putting in their mouth and what they're thinking that day or the next day. I mean, what you're eating today is walking and talking tomorrow. So, people, for some reason, a lot of them don't think that your brain is connected to your stomach or, what you eat has no effect on your mental state or emotional being. It has everything to do with it.
Actually, it's the other way around. Everything is connected to the brain.
And
we now know there's a second brain in the
gastrointestinal
tract,
yep.
The gut.
Mm-hmm.
But people say, I am what I eat. You become what you eat.
Yes.
And unfortunately, the standard American diet of Twinkies, my favorite food to eat the wrapper.
That's why we played the Junk Food Junkies song when we had you on.
I know. And hamburgers and french fries and horrible things people eat. I think if we could get people to eat correctly and take the right supplements, we'd live to be between 100 to 120.
Wow.
And they think, David, that 140 to 150 is possible by the end of this century.
Okay, so I want to live until the end of the century so that I can then live longer after that, because then they'll have more breakthroughs. You know, the longer you live, the more breakthroughs occur.
Absolutely.
Okay, Dr. Mindell, we need to take a bottle hour break. We're a little late for it. And when we come back, I want you to share with the audience the top trends that you say are going to be evident in nutrition in 2024, since it's still, we're just barely, 2 months and a week into the new year. So we still have over 10 months to go. And people need to know that information. My guest, Dr. Earl Mindell, author of The Vitamin Bible. And Dr. Mindell, what's your website? Is it drmindell.com?
Yes.
Okay, doctor. And that's MINDELL.com. Okay, back after
Correct.
This with more information for your good health. So don't go anywhere if you want to stay healthy.
This is an important message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. After a severe storm or natural disaster, it is important to be sure your food is safe. Wash your hands, dishes, and utensils used for preparing and serving food with water from a safe source.
At Essential Formulas, we provide the immune essentials for your family's health this winter. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics and Reg Active. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics is recognized as a worldwide leader in probiotic digestive health. Since 70% of your immune cells reside in your gut, Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics have an impressive effect on immune health, too. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics contain over 500 postbiotic metabolites, shown to help support immune function. Certified vegetarian, free of gluten, dairy, and GMOs, a powerful immune option. RegActive formulas help boost levels of glutathione, the body's most essential antioxidant, which decreases as we age. Maintaining glutathione levels is key in overall health protection. Be proactive about your immune health. Look for Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics and RegActive at natural health retailers and online today.
Curcumin-rich TheraCurmin from Natural Factors is a special form of curcumin, the yellow pigment of turmeric that has shown many wondrous health benefits. TheraCurmin represents a major scientific breakthrough. Clinical studies show that when it comes to absorption, TheraCurmin is by far number one. Finally, the powerful health benefits of curcumin can be realized with curcumin-rich TheraCurmin. To learn more, visit naturalfactors.com.
snow,
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 snow.
Hey, it is David Snow on your radio. Have you had your shot of health information today? Now you have, by tuning into the Healthiest Hour on Radio. And if you're just joining us, Dr. Earl Mandel is my guest, kicking off National Nutrition Month, which occurs every March. And we always have him on as our headliner for the first guest in the month of March for National Nutrition Month. And he is the prolific author of many books. How many books have you written? I know it's dozens, Dr. Mandel.
65.
65, my God, that's almost, geez. And are you working on a new one? Or is that it? Have you?
I'm working on a couple of updates, it's been almost 45 years I've been writing, and pretty exciting that some of the things I talked about 30 years ago are becoming mainstream.
Yes,
today.
Isn't that the truth? Yeah, what goes around comes around. Well, our quote of the week on this first Saturday in March, which is National Nutrition Month, as I mentioned, do you know what the best vitamin to be a happy person is? Let me put you on the spot. B1. Get it? Just B1.
I got it.
But you know what the strongest, most potent vitamin is? A B vitamin. That's B52s.
That's the powerhouse.
Yeah, right. That's the powerhouse vitamin. Anyway, let's have you share with our audience the top trends in nutrition for this year, for 2024.
Well, absolutely. I think we should all make a New Year's resolution to take as good care of ourselves as we do our dogs, cats, automobiles, rose bushes, and front lawns.
That's great.
Most of us take better care of those.
I like that analogy.
A good all-natural multiple vitamin and mineral. That's a good foundation, I think.
Definitely.
Coenzyme Q10. An energy producer, antioxidant.
Especially for over 40, for those over 40 years old, because you produce less CoQ10 as you age. So, yeah, good.
Absolutely. And some new research, David, CoQ10 is linked to better liver enzyme levels. So it actually could help your liver as well.
Mm-hmm.
And you just had an ad for curcumin.
Yep.
It is so important.
Turmeric.
Mm-hmm. Anti-inflammatory. Then you have your super omega-3 fatty acids. I don't think you can talk enough about the fatty acids, omega-3.
But make sure, Dr. Mandel, if I could just interrupt for a second.
Sure.
A lot of people, they pay too much for cheap supplements. They go to the big box retailers. I tell people, go to the big box retailers for your tires, towels, and toilet paper, not your vitamins. For goodness sake, you know, go to a natural food store like Abby's here in Tampa, Florida, Abby's Health and Nutrition, or your local natural food store. They specialize in the right, the highest quality supplements. So omega-3s, especially those, because there's so much, can I say garbage out there? I mean, you know, off brands or cheap brands.
Sub-clinical, otherwise.
Yeah, they're
you're not getting the absorbability.
No.
You're not getting the bioavailability.
Would you put the cheapest possible supplement or fuel in your gas tank if you had a Rolls Royce, Mercedes, Lamborghini, Ferrari, what have you? No,
of course not.
Absolutely not. And your body is much more. It's a priceless machine or vehicle for our lives. Anyway, sorry to get off on a soapbox. Okay,
no problem.
So
listen,
you got
some other things. NAD,
right. Nicotinamide adenine dinucleotide, I believe it's. Right. That's why they call it NAD.
NAD. It increases the function of ATP, which is how
energy.
Your body utilizes fuel.
Yes, absolutely. Right.
Mm-hmm. Then we've got resveratrol from red grapes or grape juice. Anti-aging, wonderful. Here's one that most people have never heard of. Yet it's so important. Astaxanthin.
Yes, I take it every day.
12 milligrams a day.
That's...
Within 30 days, your skin looks fabulous. It becomes almost glowing.
Yeah, and in Japan, it's in all the cosmetics, or that's one of the secret ingredients in a lot of the high-end cosmetics, both in Japan, other countries, and finally it's catching on here in America. But if you take it internally, it's going to have a systemic effect on your skin, right? The astaxanthin?
Absolutely. The lines and wrinkles go, your skin becomes tighter. Mm-hmm. Because let's be realistic, the skin is the largest organ of the body, and that's how people notice how you're aging is by your
That's
skin.
Right. Yeah, yeah. And you mentioned resveratrol, Dr. Mendel. I just want to mention, you know, because people say, oh, red wine is rich in resveratrol. No, it's not. You have to drink, 30 glasses to equal one daily dose of resveratrol. So forget it.
I wouldn't drive after that.
I mean, it's a rationalization or justification. Don't go there.
Resveratrol is important.
Yeah, yeah. By the way, did I ever tell you, I mean, we've known each other since I think the late 80s, but did I ever tell you the four types of wine that I do recommend? There's wine in capsules, otherwise known as grapes, in your produce section. Then there's de-alcoholized wine, the alcohol is removed. There's unfermented wine, which you also see as grape juice. And then fermented wine, I had on my salad last night, that's red wine vinegar. So those are the four wines that I recommend. But anyway, sorry to get off on a tangent there.
All right. Well, then we go to a mineral, selenium.
Oh, yes.
Selenium is so important. It has so many functions. We think it's going to have anti-cancer functions. It promotes glutathione, which is the triple threat amino acid that is so important when it comes to aging and just general health.
And let's tell the audience what the richest food source of selenium.
Well, onions, garlic, are
Brazil nuts.
Sources.
Brazil nuts have or three give you the 200 micrograms, which is kind of an ideal daily or optimal daily dose of selenium. So I have them in my in the door of my refrigerator. I eat a couple every day.
And here's something interesting: it also helps against dandruff because if you look at the well-known anti-dandruff shampoo.
Mm-hmm.
The active ingredient is a type of selenium.
Selenium sulfide, yes. Mm-hmm.
So you might not, to live longer, but you'll have more dates.
And also zinc for dandruff because the zinc pyrithione, that's in Head and Shoulders shampoo, I believe. Which is popular for dandruff. So zinc and selenium are two trace minerals for the hair, and they also help in hair growth as well. So.
Okay, well, then we move on to MSM.
Oh,
methylsulfonyl methane.
Yep.
1,000 milligram capsules. It's anti-inflammatory because the majority of things that are killing us, David, are inflammatory diseases.
That's right.
And we've got to be able to, inflammation is a natural thing, but when it gets out of control, it can lead to a lot of degenerative conditions.
No doubt.
MSM.
Mm-hmm.
Then we go to another one of your commercials. You talked about probiotics, the gut. Healthy gut, healthy person. Simple as that.
Mm-hmm.
And most people in the country do not have a healthy gut.
No, not at all. In fact, that's probably the one area of nutrition that people lack the most is a healthy gut microbiome. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
All right.
And we go to NAC, type of cysteine, immune system support, respiratory support, increases the level of glutathione. Again, you're going to hear me say glutathione a lot because that's the most important. It's three amino acids together that helps produce optimal health. And that's what it's all about. People say, I'm not sick. Maybe I'm healthy. No, you want to be optimally healthy. And that's what NAC. And we go to magnesium. I think the percent of people in this country who are deficient in magnesium, not getting enough, is tremendous.
Mm-hmm.
Tremendous. So magnesium is something, and it helps go to sleep as well.
Well, can I stop you there, Dr. Mendel, since we opened the show talking about how nutrition is linked to cognition. Here's an article I have. This was published in the European Journal of Nutrition. And they say a 41% boost in magnesium consumption could lead to age or less age-related brain shrinkage. And it could help you maintain cognitive function and reduce the risk of onset dementia. And when they were looking at magnesium intake of more than 6,000 cognitively healthy individuals between the ages of 40 and 73, they discovered that participants consuming more than 550 milligrams of magnesium each day had a younger brain age than those getting the normal amount of about 350 milligrams. And, of course, avocados, nuts, leafy greens, dark chocolate, seeds, et cetera. And if you want to supplement natural factors, I take the magnesium bisglycinate, which is easily absorbed, available in powder or capsules. I take the powder because it actually tastes pretty pleasant, and it's a very economical 50 servings in a little container, and natural factors, magnesium bisglycinate. But anyway, wanted to add that to the magnesium discussion.
Well, absolutely. As a matter of fact, I don't know if you know this, David, that if someone has a heart attack, the first thing they do in a hospital is give them an injection of magnesium.
Ah.
It's so important because the majority of people are not getting enough. That's 550, 600 milligrams per day.
Right.
Then we go to one of my favorite vitamins, which I've been talking about for 40 years, and that's vitamin D3.
Oh, sure. That was hugely popular during the pandemic, yeah.
Yes, well, I'm going to make a statement, and people might go crazy when I say this. If we could get everybody in the country over 18 to take 5,000 IUs, about 125 micrograms of vitamin D3 a day, we could close half the hospital because we wouldn't need them.
Mm.
How do you like that one?
Well, we have you on tape saying that.
Absolutely, because vitamin D3, it does so many things. It boosts your immune system. It reduces artery stiffness. It basically reduces the overall risk of heart disease.
Mm-hmm.
And you can cancer cell protection. It prevents obesity. I could go on for it. Even prevents hair loss. How do you like that one?
Wow, I better take a double dose of that because I'm growing a little too much forehead here. And also, I might add, Dr. Mandel, that when, you know, a lot of people think the reason I'm going to mention this is because 5,000 units, you know, Dr. Mandel's, that's too high. I mean, the RDA is only like 600 units, and I'm taking way too much. But
RDA is nonsense.
Well, I know, yeah. But when you get out in the sun during the, you know, summertime, you know, or that time of the year, more spring and summer, and if it's midday sun, you're getting, what, 10 or 20,000 units of a day or in one 20 or 30 minute exposure. So, you know.
Right. Unless you put on.
Don't put on too much sunscreen, or wait 20 minutes or 15 minutes before you put on the sunscreen. Yeah.
That's it. Most people are not outside for that long of a sun.
That's
but
true.
But here's something else that vitamin D does. It shortens the telomere impairment. Telomeres, we know that the longer your telomeres, that's the at the end of each cell, the longer you'll live.
Right.
So it really helps with making them stay be longer. So I mean, I could talk for a half an hour on vitamin D3.
Okay.
And of course we have vitamin C complex. Good old vitamin C. It has so many advantages that it might not necessarily prevent a cold or flu, but it'll decrease the severity and the length of time.
Okay, Dr. Mandel, can I stop you at vitamin C, because we need to take one last break of the hour so I can keep asking you more questions after the break. When we come back, I want to ask you about lifestyle diets versus weight loss diets, and also, if we have time, nutrient-drug interactions, since you're a pharmacist as well. Back after this with more information for your good health here on Dr. Health with my guest, Dr. Earl Mandel. I'm David Snow. Stick around if you want to stay healthy.
Stop breathing right now. No, really, hold your breath. This is how it feels when you're stuffed up due to colds, flu, pollen, dander, postnasal drip, or any other reason. That's when you need clear saline nasal spray, the only spray with the power of xylitol. That simple saline solution you're using is only doing half the job. It's just rinsing. In multiple research studies, xylitol has been shown to reduce bacterial adhesion and help keep your nose moist and clean much longer than saline alone, making Clear more effective at washing away that nasty gunk in your nose. Clear is so powerful, it's been granted over 11 patents. So step up from that wimpy saline spray to something that actually works faster and better at getting you the relief you need to start breathing now. And if your doctor isn't talking to you about Clear for your congestion, maybe you need to get a new doctor. You don't just rinse your hands. Why would you just rinse your nose? Clear saline nasal spray with xylitol.
Available at Vitamin Shoppe, Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, as well as Amazon.com. For a complete list of retailers, visit clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com.
Is getting a good night's sleep a challenge? Fortunately, there's a superior, fast-acting sleep formula called Tranquil Sleep from Natural Factors. This non-habit-forming supplement contains a unique combination of melatonin, 5-HTP, and L-theanine, which works in harmony with your body's natural sleep hormones. Tranquil Sleep can help you fall asleep, stay asleep, sleep sounder, and wake up refreshed, all without feeling drowsy in the morning. The key benefit comes from increasing the time spent in the deeper stages of sleep. It's only in these deeper levels of sleep that we truly experience the rejuvenation, regeneration, and recuperation that sleep provides. Even if you think you get a good night's sleep, give Tranquil Sleep a try. You might be surprised with how much better you've slept by waking up with more energy and enthusiasm to start your day. Learn more at naturalfactors.com.
Do you know there is a silent killer living among us? High blood pressure. It affects nearly 50% of all American adults and is a primary risk factor for stroke and heart attack. The CDC estimates that almost one-third of those with high blood pressure don't even know they have it. That's not surprising, since high blood pressure, or hypertension, is often symptomless. Research studies have shown that a daily dose of aged garlic extract can safely and effectively help to reduce blood pressure, as well as benefiting a number of other cardiovascular risks. And the most researched and highly respected aged garlic extract is Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Odorless and organically grown, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract has been clinically shown to support healthy blood pressure and cardiovascular health. So, along with getting your blood pressure checked regularly, get Kyolic Formula 109 for blood pressure and cardiovascular support today. Kyolic Blood Pressure Health Formula 109 is available at natural health stores nationwide and online.
That a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down.
Well, we hope you are taking your medicine if you need to take medicine without sugar. And we welcome you back to the Healthiest Hour on Radio. David Snow on your radio. A reminder, our show is rebroadcast tonight on the station you're listening to right now. Or you can go to the website after next Wednesday, or this coming Wednesday, and that is drhealthradio.com, and we podcast all the previously aired shows. Just look for the date of today's show that you're listening to and the topic of discussion, and you'll find it right there, so you will get a double dose of good health information. My guest, if you're just joining us, Dr. Earl Mendell, author of the Vitamin Bible, and again, is drmendell.com, right? M-I-N-D-E-L-L?
Right, and you can also become a Facebook friend of mine, David. I've got one more supplement to talk about before we leave it, and that's ashwagandha.
Oh, yes, for stress, right?
Absolutely. I mean, let's be realistic. If you are around today, you are under stress. If you don't believe me, just watch any of the news, and all the horrible things in the world are happening.
Well, that's what causes stress. We watch too much news.
Exactly.
We're 24/7
exactly.
Connected.
Yeah. Exactly. Everything that we do in our lifestyle is conducive to more stress. So ashwagandha helps anti-stress and also functional well-being. I know my granddaughter was having problems with a little bit of anxiety, etc. I got her on ashwagandha, and she said within 2 or 3 days she felt better. And more with it, more herself.
Oh, really?
So if you're having any problems, of course, you should see a physician if it's a long period of time. But why ashwagandha is something that has been around a long time and works very, very quickly.
Okay, good. And I wanted to add what you mentioned about NAC, the N-acetylcysteine, the amino acid, Dr. Mendel, and that is a few weeks ago we had Dr. Ross Pelton on, another pharmacist, and excuse me, he mentioned there's a supplement called RegActive, which actually causes your body to generate its own glutathione, because you mentioned glutathione, and that's the master antioxidant. So RegActive, that's available either online or in natural food stores, RegActiv. It's without the E, so RegActive. I just want to mention that. Okay.
Yeah.
So let's talk about, since you're a pharmacist as well, nutrient-drug interactions. Is there anything based on all the nutrients you mentioned previously, do we need to be concerned if people are on prescription medications?
Well, absolutely. I mean, if you're taking multiple drugs, those will cause problems. But in general, I would separate supplements from multiple drugs that are about an hour, 2 hours to prevent any interaction.
Right.
But it's actually the other way around, that if you're taking the statin drugs, which are used for anti-cholesterol,
yes,
they can cause a loss of nutrients that we don't hear about.
Mm-hmm.
People have problems with their muscle, et cetera, when they take the statins. So there are nutrients you can take that will help to overcome the loss due to prescription drugs.
Okay, now one last question, since we only have 2 minutes left. Lifestyle diets versus weight loss diets. I mean, a lot of people go on a diet for the purpose of weight loss, but that's not necessarily good long term, because unless they change their lifestyle or their diet style, if you will, they're not going, you know, they might lose weight temporarily, but then they're going to gain it back later, which inevitably everybody does, because that's why we have New Year's weight loss resolutions every January.
Absolutely. I hate the word diet. You know,
I know.
Why? It starts with die. Nobody wants a diet. And people might lose weight for a while, but they'll gain it all back.
That's
right.
You
gotta change your lifestyle. And real simple, if it's advertised a lot, it's usually loaded with sugar, salt, saturated fat, hydrogenated vegetable oils,
yeah,
all these horrible things that will keep you fat. And 75% of American adults now are overweight. 40% are obese.
I know.
This is a major problem in this country.
Epidemic.
So wake up. Start eating things that are good for you. And, of course, vegetables are the way to go.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's good advice indeed. In fact, that's a great last tip of the hour. Eat more vegetables. And one, I dug up one health tip of the week I had from a few years ago, and it was on ultra-processed foods, and that is most fast foods and snack foods. You're basically killing yourself salty, fatly, and sweetly. So remember, you might be killing yourself slowly but surely. So just it's better to kill your desires and decisions to eat these processed foods than instead of surely killing yourself, albeit so slowly. And my contention has always been that most people dig their graves with their forks and spoons. But,
and knives.
And knives. Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Okay.
Wake up. It's a new year. Take good care of yourself. You deserve it.
All right. That's a great note to end the hour on. And we thank you so much, Earl, for being with us every year at this time, as well as sometimes occasionally during other times of the year. So Dr. Earl Mendel, again, drmendel.com, and all the best for National Nutrition Month, Dr. Mendel, and we'll see you soon. Thanks so much for being with us.
Be well.
All right, and here we go with another edition of the program. Thanks so much for joining us this week. Join us again next week, 168 hours from right now, for another edition of the program. Until then, I'm David Snow, reminding you that it isn't how long you live, it's how you live long. Aloha. Have a healthy week.